The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. Today, I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District newsletter from District N for the month of March of 2022. Let's start out with a message from your district governor. Fellow Lyons, as we begin to approach the final quarter of our Lyons year, we have some important tasks ahead. Clubs should be completing their nominations and assignment of officers for the 2022-2023 Lyons year. Once completed, it is extremely important to have the club PU 101 form sent to LCI through the My Lyons site. There are a number of reasons this is important, and I'm going to list a few out that I personally have experienced just this year. 1. The delay in the district directory because we are trying to get in touch with clubs and ensure we have correct information. 2. The embarrassment of calling someone who is listed as an officer and hasn't been a Lion for a few years. This happened on more than one occasion this year. 3. The frustration of not having correct phone numbers or emails to reach officers. Being an officer for your club should be handled with pride. Pride for your club and for your community that you are a leader. Now, I understand that there will be people who say, the My Lyons site doesn't work, that's why I don't report. When was the last time you tried? When did you pick up the phone and call the district secretary, zone chair, region chair, or district governor for help? We are here, able to help you submit your PU 101 and any report for that matter, and we want you to succeed. Let's make this year the year we have 100% completion of PU 101 forms. Let's make it possible for our DGE Mayra to get the directory completed before her year even starts. The responsibility falls on everyone. As the year continues, I am continued to be amazed by the Lyons I am meeting, the services they are providing, the intuitive ways they are coming up with advertising their club to gain new members. I am proud of my leadership team who has worked diligently to increase training and communication in our district. We have executed district trainings and will be completing more in the coming months. These trainings are focused on making each of us who attend better for ourselves, our clubs, and most importantly, the people we serve. Take advantage of these trainings. Make suggestions of other trainings we could do. No, that doesn't mean you get volunteered to put it on. And lastly, invite non-Lyons to these trainings so they can see what we're all about. Keep up the great work, and thank you for making our district better every day. Leading and serving from our hearts, Lyon Robert, Lyon Marie, Nathan, Brian, and Logan, District Governor, District 31N, New Bern Lyons Club. And a message from the District Governor-elect. Greetings, Lyons of 31N. In the past couple of months, I have been to visit assorted small clubs that have been mentioned problems with fundraising projects and recruiting new Lyons. In this time of pandemics and higher crime rates, it seems that folks are rightfully more reluctant to step out of personal comfort zones and also battle the unique problems of our time. Lots of you out there are doing this already, but have you considered partnering up with other foundations and governmental or business agencies? This way, all the money needed for a project doesn't have to come only from your club, and you might be able to recruit the type of professional folks that technically help people for a living. Also, there are still clubs out there that aren't having meetings. Have an online meeting. There are several inexpensive or free Zoom-type meeting apps that might help your club get back together. And speaking of apps, if you're not getting any volunteer hours in, did you know that there are apps that you can volunteer for? A personal favorite of mine is Be My Eyes. You can help the visually impaired by literally seeing for VIPs. But if that isn't what you're interested in, then there are others that you can volunteer for. I would love to be able to get North Carolina Lyons roaring again, whether virtually or any other way. Contact me to help you figure out a way to solve the unique issues of your club and our current time. Have a great Lyon Day. And her address, email address, is listed here at the bottom, madmayra@gmail.com. Here's a message from First District Governor-elect. Greetings, Lions of District 31N. What a year it has been so far. Trainings, meetings, travel to more meetings, an in-person midwinter convention, new members, induction of new members, and a club celebrating its charter night. It has been an honor being involved with those activities within our district and state. Now, if you have not seen the emails about the state convention and the milestone as North Carolina Lions, you have not been paying attention. The Lions of North Carolina are celebrating 100 years. Of course, we all were not there in the beginning, but we have been a part of the history of Lions in this great state. I would suggest all of the new Lions to talk with some of our more seasoned Lions about the great history each club has been involved in. Here are a few accomplishments that have happened along the way. North Carolina has had 3 international presidents. Dr. Lacey Presnell is our most seasoned past international director and is still very active. Past International Director Wallace I. West was one of the Lions that was very instrumental with the Boys and Girls Home. Women were voted in to be members of Lions Club in New Orleans at the LCI convention. We have members that were there to help that possible. Old District H had its first female district governor with Lion Barbara Mays. PDG Carlton Metz was on the first council to have a female district governor in 2000 to 2001. Brighter Visions used to be known as White Cane. Kinston Host created Lions Industry for the Blind, Incorporated. Wilmington Lions Club was chartered May 15, 1922. Kinston Host just celebrated their 83rd charter night. Lumberton Lions Club was chartered on January 10, 1945. Our very own District Governors Club, New Bern, was chartered March 27, 1945. That is just a small bit of our history. That does not tell the story of our service and the Lions that came before us that served from the heart. I challenge each of you as we move forward in the remaining Lions year to get out there and serve from the heart. Great things will happen, and our rich history will continue. Yours in Lionism, First VDG-elect Carly and Lion Dawn Metz, New Bern Twin Rivers Lions Club. Here's a notice from the Wilmington Lions Club. Dear fellow Lion, the Wilmington Lions Club is celebrating its 100th birthday celebration on May 21st, 2022, and you, your family, and club are invited. The banquet will be held at the Madeline Suite on the University of North Carolina Wilmington campus. We will gather at 6 p.m. with the dinner to start at 6:30. Lion past international director Gwen White will be our featured speaker. All meals must be reserved in advance. We have a special price of $20 per person for a buffet that includes the tip and the tax. There is plenty of parking. Directions can be found at https://uncw.edu/map/directions_Madeline. And there's a form to fill out that encourages you to send a check to that club and join us as we celebrate our 100 years of service to the greater Wilmington community. Yours in service, George Holston, PDG. And here's a newsletter from the Lumberton Lions Club, The Lions Roar. President's message. COVID has really put a ringer in our Lions year, 2021 to 2022. But as Lions, we are strong. In spite of the COVID, our birthday calendar sale was as successful as we could make it. If there are any of you who might have calendar monies to turn in, please do so this month. Every day we learn of less and less COVID restrictions being lifted and things are beginning to get back to a new normal, if there is such a thing. April is the election of officers month. Nominations for Lions Year 2022-2023 will hopefully be presented at the March 17th meeting. If there is a special committee or position you would like to serve on for the new year, please let me know. Our two ongoing projects right now are the rifle raffle sale, which ends April 7th, and the Bob Timberlake print sale. There's more in your March newsletter with all the details. Our annual trip to Boys and Girls Home is in limbo right now. If we make the trip, it will be May 5th this year. The time is to be announced. Plan now to make yourself and significant other if you wish. To take yourself, sorry. It's a good evening to be with the residents and hear from them about their hopes and dreams for the future. The next event will be the North Carolina Lions Convention on Saturday, April 22nd to 24th in Greensboro, North Carolina. This will be celebrating the 100th year of Lionism in North Carolina. Lions state conventions are a lot of fun, and many learning opportunities exist. See you in the den. It's great to be a lion. That's signed, Channing. Attention, coming events. March 3rd, program in den. Meal, Lion Jimmy Martin. March 17th, a business meeting with Meal, Lion David Cox. On April 7th, program in the den. Meal with Lion Channing Jones. April 14th, business meeting, officer election. Meal. Ooh, they need a volunteer. April 22nd to 24th is the state convention. May 5th, annual trip to B&G Homes. Meal, just in case. May 19th, business meeting with a meal, Lion Randy Floyd. Birthdays, March 1st, Lioness Debbie Chavis. March 7th, Lion Wade Hall. March 8th, Lion Channing Jones. March 22nd, Lion Josh Whitley. Bob Timberlake print. Lions from Lions District 31N are selling raffle tickets to win a Bob Timberlake numbered print on June 4th. The print is one of Timberlake's cabin scenes of a mountain cabin during a snowstorm. It is entitled Mountain Flurries. A copy will be posted in the den. Bob Timberlake watercolors and prints are highly collectible works. A North Carolina native from Salisbury, Timberlake now resides in Lexington. Not only is he a renowned American realist painter, he has designed an extensive line of high-quality furniture. Lion Jim will have the raffle tickets for you at the next meetings. The cost is $2. If you wish to pick up some earlier, please contact Lion Jim at 739-5295. I'm sorry, there's no area code listed. 739-5295. The proceeds will go toward the North Carolina Brighter Visions program. Camp Dogwood ticket sales are off and running. Camp Dogwood tickets are still available. Please see Lion Secretary Jim Kirkland for your tickets if you haven't picked up yours to sell. This year, the prize is a little different. Cash money instead of a vehicle. $16,500. Yes, that's $16,500. Not chump change either. Prizes of $500 cash, $1,000, and the grand prize of $15,000 cash, plus two 2-day vacation getaways. Sadly, not every member participated last year. All members, please make it a priority to sell at least 3 Camp Dogwood booklets of tickets this year. Buy yours first. Election of officers. Nomination and election of club officers for Lions Year 2022-2023 will be held in March and April. Please consider serving as an officer if you are asked to do so for the next year. 99th NC Lions State Convention, Honoring the Past, Celebrating Our Future, is the theme for this year's Lions State Convention. Lions of North Carolina will be celebrating 100 years since the first North Carolina club was established March 13, 1922 in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. This year, the NC Lions State Convention will be held in Greensboro from April 22nd to 24th. Of course, there is little to no information coming from the district leaders yet. The convention and hotel reservation forms are in the den. As more information literally trickles down, it will be shared with you. Flags? See Lion George Lawson. Lion George Lawson reports he has flags. He has flags of all sizes available now and are ready for you to sell. The club just received a shipment of flag kits, those that go on the side of your house. No work involved. Just share the fact Lions Club has calendars of any and all sizes. Our new vendor has a broader selection of flags, including various sizes and types, religious flags for your church. Lions Rifle Raffle. Fellow Lions, your club is raffling a chance to win a Savage Axis II XP 283 rifle with a scope. It is a beauty and in demand by hunters. The gun shop price of this rifle is $450. The price of the tickets is only $5. Proceeds from this sale will go into the special fund profits and will be used to aid our special projects. Be sure to bring your sold tickets and money collected. The drawing will be April 7th. Camp Dogwood 2022. Fellow Lions, COVID-19 has seen many changes in the operation of Camp Dogwood. Limited activities for the summer of 2022 will be as they were last year. Camp this summer will be May 22nd through August 5th. The camp has set strict COVID, both North Carolina and CDC, guidelines in place. It will be operating at half capacity. Midday cleaning will occur. At this time, counselors are being hired, and the support staff has begun to return to work. Weekly cost to the campers will be $225. Applications will be mailed to campers the 1st of March. More details will be forthcoming. District 31N Midwinter Convention. The District NS Midwinter Convention was held at Kitty Hawk January 14th to 15th. One of the winners of the Camp Dogwood raffle tickets was sold by Lumberton Lions to Tom Rogers, Lion Sammy's uncle. The other winning ticket was sold by the Newbern Lions Club. The 2023 Midwinter will be held in Greenville January 20th to 21st. There has been no communication from the district officers regarding the Midwinter. Lions members throughout the district are still waiting for news from the district governor's team. Brooms, brooms, and more brooms. We've got patio brooms, floor brooms, and kitchen brooms, toy brooms, and whisk brooms, all sorts of brooms for your garage, patio, home, or car. Lion Jim Kirkland is loaded with brooms for us to sell. Need a broom? Then the Lions Club of Lumberton can fill your need. Here are the new 2022 broom prices. A standard house broom, $10, heavy-duty patio broom, $12, whisk broom, $6, and hearth toy broom, $7. And that was all from the Lions Roar, or the monthly newsletter from the Lumberton Lions Club. Here's a notice of an annual awards and installation banquet on June 4th, 2022, at 4:30 p.m. at the Carolina Lakes Clubhouse. And this is to recognize officers of 2021 to 2022 for their lovely service and to install the officers of 2022 and 2023. Here's a notice of District 31N Day with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Friday, June 3rd at 7 o'clock, there's a tailgate party prior to the game, and the visiting International Director is going to throw out the first pitch. There are fireworks after the game, and ticket prices are only $20. Calling all Lions. We have several trees at our beautiful camp that are becoming a threat to falling and damaging our lodges. We've had a few people come out and give estimates to cut and remove from the property, and it's not a cheap issue. We are asking Lions and clubs to help us raise $25,000 for this effort. Please send any funds you can to the camp and mark on the check for tree removal project. The address is 7050 Camp Dogwood Trail, Sherrill's Ford, North Carolina, 28673. Thank you for your support. That's from PDG Wayne Faber, the state Camp Dogwood chairperson. And his phone number is 919 780-8819 if you would like to contact him. Here's a notice about global leadership. Our district governor had the insight to conduct our training in two areas in our district. February and March, it was member orientation. May, public speaking. And June will be club officer training. And then there's a picture of the membership training at Lions Industries of the Blind Incorporated in Kinston on February 5th. Here's a notice about public speaking for those seeking leadership positions or just to improve your speaking talent. That will be held May 19th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Snacks will be provided, and that will be at the Lions Industries of the Blind, 4126 Berkeley Avenue in Kinston. Here's some news from the Twin Rivers Lions. An item on their midwinter convention. District NNS came back together this year with a convention being held at the Hilton Garden at Kitty Hawk January 14th and 15th. International Director Ken Ibarra was the keynote speaker and visiting Lions Club International Officer. Also visiting was District Governor Robert Block's dad, International Director Robert Block Sr., and his mother. The convention started with the Friday night fun night with the Riftide Band playing 50s music with the theme being beach. Saturday morning came the Tail Twisters breakfast and with the auction benefiting Brighter Visions and the VIP fishing tournament. The General Assembly, the voting delegates from both districts, voted on the convention. Voted on the convention bylaws. Then, at the district cabinet meeting, our very own Lion, Carly Metz, was elected as the first vice district governor for the Lion year 2022-2023. During the town hall, International Directors Ken Ibarra and Robert Block Sr. spoke on Lions Club International and gave greetings from the International President, Douglas Alexander. Training sessions this year were on guiding lions. We had approximately 25 lions that became guiding lions during the convention. At the banquet, International Director Ken Ibarra spoke on how clubs are being successful by finding service projects like refurbishing bikes for veterans, along with other examples. It was a great time being with Lions in Districts N and S. Next year's midwinter convention will be in Greenville, North Carolina. Here's a message from the president. Hello, members of the TRLC. I hope everyone is doing well. I have placed phone calls and emails to everyone on our roster inquiring as to how they are doing and to see if you're going to be attending any in-person meetings and or if you have gotten the email links to join virtually. Please check your voicemail and emails. Look who had birthdays in this new year of 2022. Happy birthday to Jean on January 10th, Betty on January 10th, Maniko on February 11th, Carlton on February 28th, and our upcoming birthdays are Joe on March 15th, Anne on April 1st, and Josietta on April 5th. Let me introduce you to two of our newest members. Welcome, Josietta Dillahunt and Maniko Holloway. Thank you for joining and wanting to volunteer to help enrich our community. I met them at a veterans event, talked with them, and invited them to attend a meeting. We attended the new member training held in February of 2022. It was very interesting and had great information. I would suggest everyone think about attending the next few member trainings, if for nothing else, but for new ideas. New Bern Twin Rivers Lions Club. We made a donation to the Mayfield Lions Club in Kentucky. We received a very wonderful thank you letter, which was sent via email to members. We received a membership satisfaction banner patch for the 2020-2021 year. We've been attending the many council and cabinet meetings. The North Carolina 100th Year State Convention is coming up, and this promises to be an event to remember. We now have 6 certified eye screeners for the spot machine, Carlton, Ann, Carly, Jim, Phil, and Melanie. If I missed anyone, let me know. If you are interested in becoming certified, let us know too. The district has a new disaster relief trailer and are working on filling this with necessity items. The state also has new vision vans in addition to the mobile screening unit for use. Carly and myself are going to be working with Lions Industries for the Blind Incorporated in Kinston to create a new club logo for shirts, starting discussion if polo or t-shirts, or we could be both. Colors will be discussed as well. We will advise once we have details. Four members made donations of items to the Midwinter Silent Auction for the VIP Fishing and Brighter Visions campaigns. Also, remember to check out our Facebook page. Like us and follow us and pass it on to others as well. And that is https://www.facebook.com/Twin Rivers Lions. Here's another website that we're trying to advertise as well. It is called Next Door Neighbor. Check out the new group, Twin Rivers Lions, in New Bern, North Carolina. Everyone who is interested is welcome to join. I've been looking at the many activities that go on around Craven County and New Bern to see what we can be involved in. At these events, we could maybe hold an e-site event. We could advertise our club and be more visible in our community. Give me your ideas. As you can see, we have been very busy, and we have many upcoming events that we will need you to help with. We look forward to seeing you at a meeting, whether virtually or in person. If you need help with attending any virtual meeting, let Carly or myself know. We can help you. If you need a ride to a meeting, let me know. Lions roar! We serve! Thank you. From King Lion, Melanie Rust. Her contact information is 757-652-0806. The Twin River Lions Club President for 2021-2022. Another item from the New Bern Twin Rivers Lions Club, induction of new members. Welcome to our new members, Lions Minico and Josietta, who were inducted into the club at our last meeting on February 17th. Here's a picture of our new members, along with their sponsor, President Melanie Rust, and our first VDG-elect, Carly Metz, inducting them. We look forward to seeing them grow as Lions. 100th North Carolina Lions State Convention. The State Convention Committee has been working hard this year. It is North Carolina Lions' 100th anniversary. The convention will be held in Greensboro at the Greensboro High Point Airport Marriott. The registration form is attached in this newsletter. Reminder space available is first come, first served, with the Lions of North Carolina getting first choice before it is opened up for all the other Lions from other states. We have pins for sale. The state is selling pins for the 100th celebration of North Carolina Lions. They sell for $2. The state has begun to sell pins that is shaped like a woman's high heel shoe to celebrate women in Lions. Those pins are $12. The money raised goes to help the state convention and LCIF. Seek Lion Carly if you are interested in buying one. Camp Dogwood raffle tickets. We are asking that each member try to sell 3 books of 12 tickets each book. One ticket is $1, or 12 tickets for $10. And we also sell them at the broom sales cash prize winners picked in May 2022. Funds go toward our many programs in North Carolina. Some examples are listed below. Brighter Visions money makes up 49.2% of the NCLI budget. It supports Camp Dogwood, the Matching Funds Program, Mobility Canes, Educational Grants, the Deaf Blind Retreat, the Mobile Screening Unit, Low Vision Aids, Health Education Programs, Organ and Tissue Procurement, and our state's recycling programs. Bob Timberlake raffle tickets. One ticket for $2. Winner is picked in June of 2022. And the funds go towards Camp Dogwood's maintenance. members, you can always choose which raffle ticket to sell, and usually at our broom sales, we sell both tickets. This usually helps us meet our goals along with member sales. Contact Carly or myself to make arrangements to get them. Broom sales. We're looking at getting a current count. We will discuss what to purchase for the April sales. Dates to look at. Saturday, April 2nd. I know I will not be available that day. Saturday, April 9th and Saturday, 16th to do our broom sales at Mitchell's. Saturday, April 23rd, Lions NC 100-year state convention at the Greensboro High Point Marriott Airport. If we choose this date, we need to ensure who will be there and in charge. Another date would be Saturday, Saturday, but it is at the NCLI Board Council and General Sessions. Please contact Lion Melanie on any of these dates so she can secure the dates with Mitchell's Hardware. Some more club and community events. April 8th to 10th, COG and NCLI budget hearings at Camp Dogwood. April 22nd to 24th, of course, the 100th North Carolina Lions State Convention in Greensboro. And April 29th to May 1st, the Council of Governors NCLI Board and Membership Meeting. Here's a notice about leader dogs. Hello, Lions. Please follow this link to the latest Leader Dog Lions newsletter article. Please share it with your club and district newsletter editors and members. And that link is https://leaderdogsfortheblind918.sharepoint.com. Additionally, copies of newsletters can be found online at https://www.leaderdog.org/lions-club/resources. Scroll to the newsletter button to access. And that is a notice from Leader Dogs for the Blind in Rochester Hills, Michigan. To learn more about the programs and services, visit leaderdog.org. Our mission is to empower people who are blind or visually impaired with lifelong skills for safe and independent daily travel. You are invited to attend the Carolina Mudcats Lions Club Night. Come enjoy the beautiful spring weather with your local Lions Club members and an evening of exciting Mudcats baseball at Five County Stadium. The date would be Tuesday, May 17th at 7 p.m. The Mudcats are going to be playing the Down East Wood Ducks. The Lions Club tickets are only $10. Before the game, join us at the Pilot Lions Den for a free picnic supper at 5 p.m. Please have your ticket money and dinner reservations turned into PDG Wayne Faber by May 12th. Tickets are box seats. A discount is not available at the gate. Regular gate price is $12 a ticket. Make your checkout to District 31S and mail that to Wayne Faber, 1105 Maple Avenue, Apex, North Carolina, 27502. And he can be reached by phone at 919-780-8819 or by email at wfaber100@hotmail.com. Here are some items from the Calabash Lion News. Their calendar, March 1st, evening meeting. March 15th. General and Board Meeting, 10 a.m. at Andrews Chapel, UMC, to be run by Lion Mike, and the guest speaker will be Lion Gene Getz, and they will talk about the Brighter Visions program. On March 17th, the club is providing refreshments to Autumn Care for St. Pat, district's day, but no physical assistance due to COVID restrictions. Save these dates. April 5th, 7 o'clock p.m. at Fire Hall, a program about the Homeless Coalition, voting for 2022-2023 Board and Line of the Year. April 19th at 10 a.m. at Andrews Chapel, the installation of Calabash Mayor Donna Price Long. April 26th at 7 p.m., a special meeting, English Tea Review. Location is to be announced. Here's the president's message from the Calabash Lions. We had a very successful English Tea. Everyone who worked for the club did an awesome job for our club. We even had a waiter drafted in for the event by his girlfriend, a club member, plus a few granddaughters of a member who filled in at the last moment as waitresses. We had to make changes at the last minute, and it was so refreshing to see how our members gladly did the work required with a smile. I had to call off the March 1st evening meeting under the caption of "Better safe than sorry." Someone who was fully vaccinated and sitting at table 5 at the event tested positive for COVID on February 24th. If you can make the day meeting on March 15th, we will have an informative program about Brighter Visions by Lion Gene Getz. Keep in mind, the nominating committee has put together a list of candidates for the board for 2022-2023. At either of these March meetings, we encourage you to run for a position. If you're interested, contact Lions Mike, Edie, or Tina. Please note, please bring at least one non-perishable food item to each meeting for the BFA pantry. Happy Easter and Passover from Lion Irwin. Well wishes and member news of note. Lions Irwin and Linda are looking forward to seeing their grandchildren in the Philippines. Wishing all Lions good health and to stay safe. Here's some March and April birthdays. On April 6th, Joe Custron. April 17th, Marlon Mapes. April 18th, Tina Deedle. And April 23rd, Irwin Siegelwax. Humor of the month. Is it true you were addicted to soap? Yeah, but I'm clean now. Monthly BFAA food drive. Peanut butter, jelly, cereals, canned pasta and pasta sauces, and sugar-free foods are the biggest needs for the food pantry. Thank you to all of you who have contributed. Every box, can, jar, etc. is appreciated by all those in need. Pick up an extra box or can when you shop. Even one item per member will add up. Pampers, any brand and size, are desperately needed, especially sizes 4, 5, and 6, and training pants. Diabetic and gluten-free foods are needed, too. Also, personal care items, hotel size especially, are needed. Please try to bring a can, jar, or box of non-perishable foods to one meeting monthly. Food is needed all year round. The Southwest Brunswick Branch Library will continue to collect, and Lions Linda and Irwin will continue to pick up and deliver to BFAA. They will also accept checks made out to BFAA for the food pantry. The Southwest Brunswick Branch Library and our club members continue to make donations. 118 pounds of dry goods and 10.5 pounds of non-food was delivered to BFAA on February 21st of 2022. Don't forget, filling up with change and turning in the M&M tubes is an ongoing project which adds to our charitable donations. See Lion Dawn for tubes to refill. Turn full tubes into her. Holds $14 in all quarters to the top. Dedicated to B&GH for the boys in the Lion's Cottage. Keep up the good work. Our Club Lions store. We have Lion mops, $9, whisks, $5, warehouse brooms, $14, angled brooms, $13, standard, $12, soft sweep plastic, $11, and pastels, $9. All of those brooms are available for sale. Call Lion Linda to get yours. New club vests at a reduced price for $20. Pre-owned now, $7. chains, $9, and some The First 5 Years pins for $2.50. 10-year anniversary pins for $5, collector pins for $3 are all available for purchase as well. A few club caps are available at $17.45 each. Ask Lion Linda if you want any of those. Other news of note. Please don't forget to use GoodSearchGoodShop.com as an easy fundraiser. Since inception, earnings have been $343.25. With 14 supporters registered, $8.65 was raised since October 1st of 2020. If you have a computer, it's easy to sign up. Ask Lion Irwin for help and for instructions. The more we use GoodSearchGoodShop.com or Good Dining, the more money the club will be able to earn. Don't Google or Yahoo. Good Search instead. Please use this site as an easy fundraiser. And that site is www.goodshop.com. Well, I've come to the end of this newsletter and this today's episode of the Lions newsletter, which was the March 2022 District N edition. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.